Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Today's podcast is going to go right into the weekly sold stories, the top 10 weekly sold stories that happened this week in the Toronto GTA area. And I do hope that for all of you that are in the Toronto GTA area, of course, I hope that you're getting the best information possible. But these reports are available to you across Canada. So if you're in a position where you're thinking of selling and you're not sure where to go and not sure what's happening, the one report that does clarify what's going on in your postal code area is called thesoldreport.com. It's the only thing you need to worry about. Basically, it gives you the overview of what's happening and it gives you the four key metrics of what's happening in your area. So let me just do a quick recap of what's happened this week. I was looking over the top 10 solds because generally speaking, when I do this, it sort of gives me an overall view of what's happening. Because when you look at sort of the top 10 or the top 10% of anything that's going on, you're kind of looking at the sort of the top of the list. It doesn't mean that this applies to the average homeowner, but it does give you an idea of if there is any weakness or strength happening in the very, very top levels of the real estate sales. It does give you an idea of what's happening, and it sort of helps make sense a little bit of things. So one of the sales that happened, and this is obviously not just one, but several of the sales that happened in the top 10 are a little bit of a bombshell for those of you who I've sent these to, because many of you who live in these areas are affected by this. So there's definitely a shift that's been happening in the last 6 to 12 months with luxury properties. Obviously, properties over 2 million is what I consider luxury homes. So when you're looking at those regularly, you start to see the patterns that emerge. And this week alone, you'll see, once if I send you the report, you'll see that there is definitely some cause for concern. So for those of you with these kinds of properties, 2, 3, 4, 5 million and up, you need to understand that there are some changes happening in the market that may affect what your property might sell for. So because of the fact that there's been some new developments, some new added tax issues in Toronto and other things, you need to understand how to make your listings more attractive. And one of the ways that you should be doing that, and this is just to me, I shouldn't even have to do a podcast about it, but I clearly do because it's not being done. You have the ability, when you're selling your property, you have the ability to create a digital twin of your property. A lot of people don't get this, but the most popular thing to do and the most important thing, most importantly, there are two rules when selling in 2024. If your home is vacant, show what it looks like furnished. And if the home is furnished, show what it looks like vacant. By doing this, you create a digital twin. So you can actually have two different versions of your home for sale at the same time. And if you don't think that doubles your chances, you're wrong. It's more than double. It gives you a lot more exposure because in certain cases, the vacant version of your living room is a nicer image to someone than the furnished version. And if they don't like those furnishings, then they're not going to like your home and they might just skip. And that's literally what can happen. People can just skip the fact that they don't like the property because of one or two pictures. I've had buyers tell me that, and then I've had to say, listen, have a look at it again once it's been virtually reimagined. And this is what I do for my own listings, but I also do this for other listings. So I've done this for dozens of properties that I think are not being properly marketed. I've shown my clients what the after photos look like, and they were blown away. They had no idea it could look like that, and it does lead to people seeing more properties and perhaps bidding on something that they're really interested in. So if you would like a free sample of how one of the rooms in your home looks, just reach out to me. Let me know if you'd like one and I can set it up for you. It's very easy to do. Literally, it just involves me taking a picture of the property. Obviously, I need to use a specific camera and I need to use a specific software, which I bring with me. So it's nothing that you have to wait a week for. It's something that I literally will do on site. And sometimes I'm able to show you right there. But the most important thing is I jump right into showing you how amazing your property can look in different ways. It's so important for you guys to understand this. The last thing I'm going to talk about, because I'm going to try to keep these podcasts short and to the point, almost as if I don't have more than 5 minutes, because I don't think a lot of people are looking for long form real estate podcasts. I don't know. If I'm wrong, call me out. Let me know that you guys want long form podcasts. I think when it's an interview, in the interview form, in the dialogue form, I think it's a different ballpark. But for updates like this, I think for the most part, most people just like getting, getting right to the, you know, important information. So that's why I'm trying to keep these down to 5-10 minutes, something like that. So the last important thing, and this is a big, big major issue, is the importance of big deposits. So for those of you who are thinking of selling, you need to be able to understand that if you've got a property that you're selling and your agent is okay with whatever deposit and they're not really making sure that that buyer has the funds in place for that sale to happen, it can lead to a lot of bad things. It's a domino effect, and you do not want to see how it ends. It's a very messy ending that can all be prevented by having the right safeguards in place. So the one thing I want you to understand is that when I do my version of the listing that I'm working with you, when I'm working one-on-one with you, my version of your listing is going to be different than everyone else's. And one of those main things I'm going to do is make sure that I am attracting those who have the deposit available for the property that we want to ask for. We're not talking about the minimums here. We're talking about getting a very decent sized deposit. And on top of that, number two factor in the program that really works well is big deposits and quick closings. So you need to have a place to go or somewhere you can stay or, you know, something like that set up if you want to be able to get the cleanest, quickest, and most effective sale of your property. If you're in a position where you have nowhere to go, it's not a good thing for you. So you might need to go into either, put your stuff in storage and you might need to stay somewhere, or you might have your next place lined up, or you might have a cottage. There's dozens of things that have come up over the years as solutions. So I'm here to help you make sure you have all those solutions. So once again, make sure if you're serious or even remotely serious about knowing what's going on in your area, make sure that you get thesoldreport.com. It's the easiest domain I could think of to set up for you to make sure that you could get the information. And it's very quick. It's like a 10-second sign up and you're in. You just literally need to, make the effort. And then, of course, again, make sure that when you're selling your property, whether it's with me or someone else, make sure that you have someone who speaks in a way where they would say, if this was my property, this is what I would do. And that is my personal way that I work. And there's really no exceptions to the rule. So when I'm selling your home, I become the owner of that home. And I say to myself, if this was my home, what would I do? And that's where all the technology that I use, all the property technology that I put into place for my listings, a lot of it happens behind the scenes. Some of it, obviously, you're hearing here on the podcast. You'll hear my This House Has a Podcast series, which has been an absolute game changer for a lot of my clients. And again, I'm going to make sure that when you're working with me, that I am going to make sure that you have those big deposits and those quick closings. Because if you do want your sale to close and you want to be able to have that big amount of money in your bank account, you need to do things right from the beginning. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your day.